Holy God, we forget that angels are in our midst, that Gabriel came to both Zechariah and to Mary, that Gabriel still speaks and comes to us, announcing new life. Let us help each other be ready. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We have the first snow of the season, and you can hear the snow rattling on our roof. At least I can, and it is a beautiful sound. The snow came on us a bit surprising because a week before it had been 60 degrees, but it was not as surprising as the snow that fell in Jackson, Mississippi, where my parents live. I got an email from my father that said it was the second time in 17 years that they had seen snow. And they were not as surprised as my friend in Alabama, who was surprised by snow and sent me a beautiful video of the snow falling on her art studio and the pine trees. And she could see that, you could see that she enjoyed it so much. She got a total of about 2 inches, so much so that the police department closed down every street in town because of the blizzard. They were just not prepared. We cannot expect them to have been prepared. Sometimes Washington, D.C. is not prepared. Advent is a time to prepare. For while snow in Alabama may be rare, God is not rare. God's Spirit falls among us all the time. And we are the ones God has called to make the world ready for Christ. When Christ was born, no one was ready. The people of Israel had been waiting for centuries for the promised Messiah, that anointed King of God who would save Israel from its enemies and establish peace and justice in the land, the extraordinary peace, the lion would lie down with the lamb. There had not been a prophet in Israel for 400 years. The last prophet was considered to be Malachi, that one who is inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak truth to power, to speak God's word to God's people, to name injustices, to try to get God's people back on the right side of history. Zechariah and Elizabeth had waited and waited to have a child, and it did not happen. So Zechariah was not prepared to hear Gabriel's words. Zechariah was not prepared. Someone is not prepared, for the Holy Spirit has come upon this congregation, and we are filled with the sounds of life. No one was prepared because it was a God-forsaken time in Israel. Luke starts this passage saying, in the days of King Herod of Judea, an angel Gabriel came. In the days of King Herod, that insanely violent king who would massacre infants after Jesus was born, because Jesus was the king and Herod would eliminate any threat to the throne. It was a time of so much despair that who could imagine, after so much time, in such a dark time, that there would be the coming of the Prince of Peace. The first dialogue in this gospel: do not be afraid. Is that "do not be afraid" because I'm an angel and I know I'm terrifying? Is it "do not be afraid" amidst everything that's happening? Do not be afraid. Your prayers have been answered, Zechariah. It is a time of joy and gladness, for God is coming, and your son will be a prophet, like a prophet of old. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit to prepare the way, to make ready the people for the Lord. Is it any wonder that Zechariah isn't immediately responsive to Gabriel's good news? Gabriel is deeply offended that Zechariah doesn't say, "Oh, wonderful." And Gabriel takes Zechariah's voice away. But God empowers another voice. Elizabeth has no more than 6 sentences in the whole gospel, but she is the one who is filled with the Holy Spirit. She is the one who speaks the truth, who speaks love, who identifies what God is doing. She becomes the first prophet since Malachi, the first prophet in 400 years. When her young cousin Mary arrives on her doorstep, unmarried and pregnant, having herself been terrified by Gabriel, Elizabeth's first words to Mary: "Blessed are you." Elizabeth sees right away that God has blessed Mary. Mary may not feel particularly blessed to be an unwed pregnant teenager in a culture that may very well just stone her to death. But Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is this impossible, unexpected, dangerous, wondrous child in your womb. Blessed are you." What would it have been like for Mary to hear these prophetic words, for her to know that Elizabeth knows her painful secret? And not only is what is happening to her good, it is joyous and wonderful. Mary confirms that the baby Elizabeth confirms that the baby in Mary's womb is God. "The mother of my Lord has come to me." There's someone in the world who is happy for Mary. And Elizabeth gives Mary a blessing of her own. "Blessed are you because you trusted God. You believed enough in the power and the love of God to come and confirm for yourself that what the angel said was true. You, Mary, you came to meet Elizabeth. You believed enough to just wonder and to come and seek me. And here we are together, two women glorifying God." in this time of waiting under the tyrant Herod. Everyone is praying, but no one is prepared, and Elizabeth prepares the way of the Lord. In the face of Mary's shame and fear, Elizabeth names blessing. A child that many would condemn as not to be, as the least and the worthless. That one will be the greatest of all. Elizabeth confirms Mary's yes to God. It is not foolishness alone. It is grace and it is courage. Now, as I write this, and I know I'm to write this, and the things that go through my head are the women who are speaking truth to powerful men who have abused their power. And isn't that the work of the Holy Spirit preparing the way for a safer world? I think about the two high school students in Montgomery County and two in Virginia who have committed suicide in the last few weeks. And I am so sad and frightened. And I am so grateful that Mary went and spoke to Elizabeth. I am so grateful that we have this story in our scripture. That when a young person was in trouble, she finds safety and help and blessing in a person of power and stature in her community. Elizabeth was the wife of a priest, a respected person, who welcomed Mary. And I thank God for the church, where we can support one another across generations. And we can say to one another, is that not the Holy Spirit moving among us? When we see the tree and we give thanks for this place and we lift up joys and we lift up concerns, is that not the Holy Spirit moving among us? Do we not lift up joy and say, that is God? Do we not prepare the way of the Lord to enter one another's lives? I think about the people in my own life who named my gifts and confirmed what God was doing in my life. Not so many women were becoming pastors 30 years ago. But I had Elizabeth's. God is calling you to be a pastor, Molly. Accept it. Go with it. And I try to think of people for whom I have been Elizabeth, and I want to be that person who recognizes gifts in people of teaching or kindness or intellect or leadership or that somehow, something that society might not accept is, in fact, a blessing. I want to prepare the way of the Lord to work in them and through them so that they know they are blessed and that the world is blessed because of them. The Holy Spirit is at work in you and in me right now, asking us to name blessings in each other, to name them and celebrate them. And the Holy Spirit is at work right now, compelling us to listen deeply to one another, to honor one another's truth, so that we can listen deeply in the world and find ways to honor one another's truth. And name it. And confirm it. And seek to understand. we are all unprepared. For all the love that God has for us. But by the Holy Spirit, we can help each other get ready. And we can prepare the world for the love and justice that will shut down shame and fear and hate and blessed are those who seek to believe this. So let us name the blessings. Let us lift up the valleys of fear. Let us tear down mountains of doubt or guilt or shame. Let us make straight paths for understanding and welcome and compassion. Let us make the rough places smooth. Like Elizabeth and her son who follows, let us prepare the way of the Lord. Amen.